Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. And, of course, hopefully we're going to have a guest this afternoon, but as so often happens, he's a little late calling in, or who knows, maybe he just forgot to call. Under any circumstances, if you'd like to give us a call, you may, because I have absolutely nothing prepared. However, in lieu of that, I might talk about something I was thinking of yesterday when I was doing an interview with Dr. Garth Nicholson. And, of course, he was talking about the Gulf War syndrome and how many of the young men who had come home, and he says about 30,000 have died. He estimates that a couple hundred thousand of the 600,000 young men we sent over there are seriously incapacitated. Their families are incapacitated. And about 40% of those who are ill have a mycoplasma fermentans organism in them, and this is instrumental in producing one of the major factors in producing their chronic fatigue syndrome and their families, because this is an infectious disease transmitted from husbands to wives. And of course, according to Dr. Nicholson, they found about 50% of the wives of the veterans who were ill, 50% of them, of course, had contracted this terrible illness. But it wasn't simply the fact that they put the mycoplasma in there, because this is genetically engineered mycoplasma, the mycoplasma for medicine. In fact, the government has a patent on this type of organism, which they put in there experimentally to damage the lives and destroy the lives of so many men and of their families, of their wives, of their children. But there is also an experimental squalene adjuvant that they put in. And, of course, the government has lied about that. So they have put things into the vaccines that were actually dangerous. Now, we know, of course, the original polio vaccine that was given back in 1956 to about 1961 was originally grown in the kidney of a culture of the rhesus monkey, and there was a cancer-producing virus there, and they gave it to literally millions of people, and everything that was done to bring out the truth was suppressed. And to this very day, they're still lying about the fact that they've contaminated almost our whole population with a cancer-producing virus, and they knew it was there, and even after they knew it was there, they let the vaccine manufacturers use up their stores because it would be so expensive to actually discard all that vaccine that contained a cancer-producing virus. Does that make logic to you? And then we know that certainly in the childhood vaccines, and still within the influenza vaccine, they have thimerosal, which has a profound impact on the immune system, on fertility, on the brain. And, of course, this, I believe, is we could definitely prove a causal relationship between the thimerosal and the autism spectrum of disease, which affects about one in every six children. And then, of course, we know that they put contraceptive material, that choriogonadotropin, in the vaccine that was given to women of childbearing age in both the Philippines, and it was a tetanus toxoid, that they were going to give free shots. And any time the government was going to give a free shot, be careful, because the tetanus toxoid, tetanus immunization, was not given to everybody, just to women and just women within the childbearing years. Why do you think they were so intent upon giving it? Well, a lot of these women began having miscarriages, and there was a nun who got a specimen of the vaccine, had it tested, and had a choriogonadotropin in it. When you're dealing with evil people intent upon population control, this is the sort of thing that happens. And so can you really trust any of the vaccines? And quite frankly, whatever you want to say about their advantages, when they have the ability to do the damage that they have, I will not take vaccines until we have honest men in government. We'll be right back.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you'll think about my commentary there. I really think that there are many more things we can tell you about the damage that's done by vaccines. And theoretically, vaccines should be doing wonderful things for human beings, but unfortunately, when you cannot trust the FDA, when you cannot trust the NIH, when you cannot trust the Centers for Disease Control, and when there are wicked and evil people working at the upper echelons of our government, why, you can never trust that they're not going to put something into those vaccines that will be harmful to you or to your children. And when we find 1 in 6 American children with a neurodevelopmental abnormality, when we find almost 1 in 6 children with asthma today, and this is all related to the stimulation of the immune system from vaccines, you know we're in real trouble. But let's get to our special guest today, Barry Shamish, who's good enough to be with us again, to give us his impression of what's going on here in the Near East. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Me? Fine. My country, not fine.
All right, fine. Why don't you give us your take on what's going on over there, because I'm sure it's much different than many people.
Well, the government of Israel is losing the war. I hate to say this, it's in poor taste, but as we discussed last time, when I said they wouldn't win this war, they're not going to win this war.
Well, it would appear that they're doing everything they can to antagonize the entire Islamic world, in fact, the world of public opinion, and I can't believe that they would be doing what they're doing today, you know, unintentionally, and I really believe that they're acting as surrogates of our own government. Do you believe that?
Well, not your own. Well, it is your own government, and you wanted it to be your own government or not. Nonetheless, it's still a shadow government in that they're not telling your people who's running it. Yeah, look, this is the week that the whole new world order came in to the Lebanon war, all of it. You started the CFR, there's no question. We can go through this over and over again, how every member of the administration, the American administration, who directed the Oslo War Accord was from the CFR. By none. And I'm talking really dopey names like Zinni and Baker and Mitchell, besides the names like Christopher, Albright, and so on. They were all from the CFR. Every American ambassador to Tel Aviv, Kircher, Samuel Lewis, they're all from the CFR. So without a doubt, those people who shoved the Oslo War Accord down our throat, we're in our guiding this war. But this week was a very special week for bringing in the Europeans. And by the way, that means that everybody in this new world order is now cooperating.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, we could talk about that wonderful meeting in Rome where Condoleezza Rice of the CFR, under her stern tutelage, guides representatives from numerous nations, and the World Bank. Of course the World Bank shows up. Who else is going to decide war and peace? Along with the EU, United Nations, they all show up. Of course, the reason is that they're going to put foreign troops between the fighting armies. Who are these troops? Well, this week we found out. Now, the carnage at Cana with 60 dead, no question about it, it was not the Israeli Air Force. There was a gap of hours, 8 hours, between the last hit that could have hit harmed the building and all the dead people. But big deal. Because as soon as it was hit, just like in the 10 years ago when Prime Minister Shimon Peres stopped the mini war, the Great Wrath War, because of the carnage in Cana, once again he brings in the foreign troops because of the slaughter in Cana, except this time it didn't work so well.
Well, could you explain to our listeners, because a lot of them don't remember the history. This was, what, back about 2000?
Isn't it terrible?
Would you tell that story so people will understand how they manipulated public opinion to force Israel to leave Lebanon back in 2000? And it was all manipulated. They never should have left.
Oh, then first I'm talking about 1996.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm talking about the war, the Great Wrath War. That was back when we had a thing called Prime Minister Peres. But okay, the point of the matter is, let's get it out of the way, then we'll go backwards to the year 2000 when Barack was Prime Minister.
Right.
What it comes down to is we got foreign troops committed to Lebanon this week, and lo and behold, who were they? They were mostly French. Okay, so Paris, as you know, is Israel's Vatican stooge. He works out of France. And this is in all my books. Shimon Peres does his dirty dealings through the country of France. And who does he bring in but French troops? And, by the way, I sent up an article yesterday. It's not as if the French are, like, even-handed. They think Iran is a major stabilizing force in the United Nations, in the Middle East. Can you believe that statement from the foreign minister of France, that Iran is a major stabilizing force of the Middle East? Oh, the world we live in. Nonetheless, we have now got supposedly French troops coming in through southern Lebanon. Now you want to go to Barack? Barack, in the year 2000, took away our buffer zone. Israel had a wonderful buffer zone. You know, we got our soldiers killed there. It was dangerous. Every year we had a couple dozen soldiers killed in that buffer zone, but it kept everyone away from our border. We have an army we could trust, the South Lebanese army, patrolling that buffer zone. Israeli soldiers went in, and they were welcomed by the Lebanese civilians. They were welcomed as a stabilizing force, and a real one. But one day, Ehud Barak got elected prime minister, and the next day, he just pulled out of our buffer zone. And, you know, besides leaving behind tens of millions of dollars of equipment, he abandoned the South Lebanese army, and the next day they were arrested. All these thousands of soldiers who supported Israel were in the hands of the Hezbollah and the Lebanese government the next day. So they don't trust us, and who can blame them, of course, but we didn't have any Hezbollah next to the Israeli border. The Hezbollah are Palestinian, by the way. Another incredible mistake always being made. The Hezbollah are Shiite Lebanese. They're not Palestinian. This has nothing to do, this war, with the Palestinian issue. And people keep saying that. Solve the Palestinian issue and everything will be all right. Hezbollah were not 35 miles from the Israeli border in the year 2000. Ehud Barak pulled out of our buffer zone. They came in, destroyed the South Lebanese army, and started collecting missiles. And for the past 5 years, I've only been screaming about all the missiles coming into southern Lebanon. Like someone today, they would take me seriously, which they don't. And the worst of it is, Christians take me a lot more seriously than Jews. With the Jews, I've been made a laughing stock. And they've done this on purpose. They have just taken websites, and maybe into a Nazi and a UFO nut, anything you want. There's been such a campaign against me in the Jewish world. And the Christian world has somehow avoided it. And needless to say, everything I wrote was right, everything. When was I wrong? We've got the missiles, we've got Hezbollah, we have no allies, and we're losing the war. So all in all, I think that's pretty good batting average.
Well, now, when did they agree to bring the French in? Have they agreed to a ceasefire?
Last week.
Okay.
Right, the day after the Hanan massacre, where 60 Lebanese, mostly children, were killed. And it turns out the Hezbollah bombed that building. It wasn't even Israeli Air Force.
Well, now, I read that in the email that you put out this morning. And is there any proof of that? I mean, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Yeah,
nothing as it appears to be, but, you know, is that...
Well, the main proof is there was no bombing raid in that area for 8 hours. The second proof is the state of the bodies, and all in a state of severe rigor mortis. These bodies were not killed that night. They died days before. They were ashen gray. They weren't fresh bodies.
And, of course, you think that this one picture that they've used so effectively of the father holding the little girl and the look of anguish on his face, simply planted in the media to inflame the emotions of the people?
Well, that's what's done. I mean, let's not forget that famous picture of Mohammed Abdullah supposedly covering his son from Israeli army fire in Gaza, and turns out the son is alive and the whole thing was set up. And this is what the Arabs do. They fake. It's a nasty problem they have, but they know how to fake. And Israel, by the way, is not very good at it because they shoot. I was in the Lebanon War. They shot through the roofs of hospitals. Yeah, the patients below, you see pictures of them in their gowns, being pulled out dead from their beds. And all that was set up. So Israel would shoot at the aircraft fire and so forth. Look, they play dirty. But again, who's playing who in this war? Israel, from day one, should have had a ground war. They should have crushed the Hezbollah, and that's that. They spent 2 weeks on an air war that did nothing. It did nothing. It crippled Lebanon, but didn't cripple Hezbollah. Now you have a situation where Hezbollah can shoot 200 missiles a day. As far as Khadera, by the way, that's real serious. Because there is one giant power plant with Khadera, and you don't want a missile so accurate it knocks that thing out. It's got the highest chimneys in the whole Middle East. They're 500 feet tall.
Well, I think it's fortunately those missiles aren't that accurate, are they? Don't they just sort of lob them up there, so like a Hail Mary base of a football pass at
so
the end
far.
Of the game?
So far.
Right.
But again, they're all accurate missiles.
Well, I'm concerned, of course, that the war is going to expand into Syria, and
well,
they do have
council.
More accurate missiles.
Syria's got a war council now.
Right.
Now, this is uncanny, because they know they got to stay out of this thing. They know it. The Iranians and Syrians have been going crazy about these foreign troops after Qana. After the announcement that this contingent of foreign troops would be coming in, the
hold
Syrians...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radiativity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radiativity Health Catalog.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you're out there and the listening audience would like to join us, our guest today is Barry Shamish, and Barry is a Jewish patriot who's written extensively about the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin, and he believes it was an operation of the Israeli government, that the man who's in prison is perfectly innocent, and he's done a very, very good job. He's got an excellent video, and you've never seen Barry, the video about the assassination. You need to get it. And he actually had convinced probably almost half of Israel that he was right. But, of course, the other side then had to demonize him and ridicule him and make him a laughing stock because they cannot allow the Israeli people to understand the truth any more than they can allow the people here in the United States to understand what's really going on. Now, Barry, would you like to get your telephone number or your website or information out so people would know how to get your books and information?
Very kind of you. I have a new website that will lead you to the old one, and it's pretty nice. It's called the Barry Chamish website. www.thebarrychamishwebsite.com. And Barry Chamish, B-A-R-R-Y-C-H-A-M-I-S-H. Now, I'm going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas, the 9th of this month at 7 o'clock. Here's a number of Tom Gordon. He's sponsoring me. I'm at a restaurant there. The number is 501-225-1323. That's 501-225-1323. I also, by the way, have someone in Texas who is organizing all kinds of things. His name is Randall, and he is, Texans for Truth. Texas Truth Seekers. If you want a Texas date, you phone Randall at 512-577-5394. That's 512-577-5394. And like I say, it's only for another day when I finally get a cell phone. But if you want to say hello to me, order books, or actually book me, I'm at 918-482-2333. 918-482-2333. Now, what are we going to do about what is going on in Israel? Because they are going to kill the peacemakers. Okay? Pardon me for another prediction, but suddenly people like Yossi Beilin and Ehud Barak are the biggest war hawks you ever heard in your life. Okay? How do you like that? The people who prepared Israel for its downfall suddenly are war hawks. They're going to be murdered. I'm amazed they weren't murdered after Oslo. The Israeli people are just not a people who riot, and they're just not a people who fight back. But you know what? This time around, I'll bet they do. If I were them, I'd get on a plane and get out of that country mighty, mighty quick, because that country is going down. And as I said, it's been over 3 weeks where 2 million people go to sleep at night not knowing if a rocket is going to wake them up. And at some point, they're going to look at these people who brought them this misery, and they're going to get really mad, I think. And believe me, it takes a lot to get the Israeli Jews mad. But I think you're going to see that Shimon Peres should not hang around the government much longer. I think it might become very dangerous for him.
Well, of course, my concern is that Israel really is doing the bidding, as you say, of the Council on Foreign Relations, who are really such a reflection of the globalists, and we could put into that category the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateralists, and certainly the leaders of the CFR. And they have an agenda. They have an entirely different agenda than most people understand, and I think that they really want to expand this war. And, you know, if they wanted to stop the war, President Bush would be demanding a ceasefire, and he would simply tell the Israelis, we're not going to send you any more weapons, we're not going to send you any more laser or satellite guided drones.
Wouldn't make a difference. It's the other side that's going to do the attacking.
Well, I know, but if he would get them to agree, and then, of course, he would say to the other side, now, you've got to have a ceasefire, too. But I don't think either side wants a ceasefire, do you?
Well, number one, what do you say in the heart of the Israeli people? Of course they do.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about the leaders. I'm talking about the people.
The leaders are following orders.
Right.
You really think that meeting in Rome was intended to stop the war? That was one mighty lousy peace meeting, if that was the attempt.
Sure.
Okay, look, right now in Damascus, they're having a war council where they're going to expand this thing. That's what Israel has been pressing for 3 weeks. You know, why hit anything? And over and over again, I say the same thing. Why just not attack Hezbollah? They're the only enemy Israel had in Lebanon. The only one. And that required, as I say over and over again, from day one, a surprise ground war. That's all there is to it. That means mobilizing the troops and actually going into Lebanon, taking Hezbollah, taking their rockets. Now it's hopeless. The rockets will have ranges of over 100 miles.
Hold that. We'll be right back in just a moment here at Genesis.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. And my personal belief is the leaders in Washington, D.C. do not want to stop this war. If they did, they would be demanding that Israel have a ceasefire. But what is even more incredible is that the leaders in Damascus and in Tehran don't seem to want to stop this war. And that was totally illogical. You would think that they would do anything they could to prevent the expansion of the war, and yet they seem to be also going right along with this idea of expanding the carnage and the terror and the horror that is going to be associated with an expansion of this war. Would you agree or disagree with that, Barry?
I got to say that Tehran and Damascus have been very mild. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm not sure that the other side wouldn't accept a ceasefire right now. I know they do not like the idea of French troops. Syria went nuts again after the Canal massacre and the announcement of the French troops. The Syrians cursed them out in the most vitriolic of languages I've heard Syria use, and they occasionally do lose their heads. I am not sure that Damascus and Tehran necessarily want this to expand to the point where the United States uses its air force to bomb Iran. Okay, and this is where it'll lead. Look, Israel's government has a mission, and that mission, without a doubt, is to get every Arab in Lebanon hating Israel. There's no other reason for a lot of the actions. And next, and without a doubt, They're not fighting a war. Now, I'm reading the Hebrew editorials. Everyone's saying, why are you fighting with one hand behind your back? Why are we putting a few soldiers in to fight a short war in southern Lebanon, then returning them to Israel? There are only a few thousand soldiers in southern Lebanon. Israel is not fighting a war. Straight off, Israel's not trying to win. And as I've said so many times before, Paris doesn't care how many Jews are killed. That's not a problem with Shimon Peres. The problem with him is to make sure that Israel melds into a greater trading bloc, Middle Eastern trading bloc. That's what Peres is after. He wants the Vatican to get East Jerusalem, and he handed it to them. Have we done this story?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to do this. If you don't know this, it's uncanny. This is the most proven piece of treachery. Okay, it starts off, I believe it was February of 1996, in the magazine Shishi, that Marek Halter, Peres' good friend, French intellectual, says that he took a note from Peres to the Pope in May of 1993, and he offers the Pope East Jerusalem. He offers not only East Jerusalem, he offers a swath of land from East Jerusalem all the way to Atarot Airport, which will be Vatican territory. The Vatican will have hegemony. That was the actual word, by the way. I don't usually use the word hegemony. That was the word that was used. Over the holy places of the old city. And within these holy places, believe it or not, they would give the PLO a state capital. This was double, triple back after the signing of the Declaration of Principles in Washington by the Italian magazine La Stampa, who added all kinds of crazy facts to this. Anyone arriving at Atarot Jerusalem Airport could do so without a passport. All goods would be duty-free. Israel is going to become the world's biggest duty-free shop. Now, all this is fine and dandy. Somehow I wrote it up. But then the year is February 1997. I know who leaked it. Arut Sheva, which did have a radio station back then, today it's merely an internet site, nonetheless says that they have received a cable from the embassy, Israeli embassy in Rome, to the foreign ministry in Jerusalem, outlining the transfer of hegemony of the old city of Jerusalem to the Vatican. Now, I know who leaked it because he was my leaker, and I'm not going to give names yet. Someday we'll give a name. Someday he will get the Israeli equivalent of the Nobel Prize. But nonetheless, we now had one more piece of proof that Peres was dead serious. He was going to destroy Israel's sovereignty over his own capital. And then the next day, this was a Friday, that's Israel's weekend. On the front page of Haaretz, here is the cable from Rome. And it describes Israel transferring sovereignty of East Jerusalem to the Holy See, the Vatican. Now, you would think that that should have been the end of Peres. You would think that he would be even put on a trial for treason. He was caught. But no, not so simple, not in Israel. The worse the crime, the farther you go. That's the rule in Israel. Now, first of all, he's pressured, because this was just before Passover, and every year in Passover, Peres goes to the tables of the big rabbis and does a little politicking. This year, he couldn't go. You know, the rabbis canceled the invitation. Well, can you blame him? This guy's handing over the capital to the Vatican. You can see them canceling an invitation. So Peres has to offer an explanation. And this was in all the papers of Israel. Peres explains that, in fact, the cable was authentic, but someone had whited out the word not. In fact, the cable said that Israel would not be handing over Jerusalem to the Holy See. Now, you can imagine what an urgent cable that must have been, right? Why not just send one from every capital in the world? You know, we're not going to hand Denmark, Jerusalem. But nonetheless, the rabbis believe this. And we invited Perry's to their chambers, which just shows you the political sophistication of Israel's rabbis. Okay, just to give you an idea of why we're in such trouble, one of the main reasons is our religion. And this is not the first time, by the way. It's probably not a good idea to get me started on the role of the rabbis during the Holocaust. But neither here nor there, Perez was caught, red-handed, he was caught, giving away Jerusalem to the Vatican. Now, I could go on with what happened this year with Mount Zion, if you'd like. But let's just say outright, the meeting in Rome was not in Rome by coincidence. The placement someday of French troops in southern Lebanon was not an accident. The Vatican, and by the way, the replacement of all American troops in Afghanistan by NATO troops is also not random. While this war has been going on, wonderful new trade treaties have been signed. Do you know the United States and Kuwait have a new free trade agreement?
No, I didn't. What
well, look it up. You do. Congratulations. You can get all the Kuwaiti goods you want for that duty.
What sort of goods do they have that I would want?
Ken Sands, you know, whatever it is, you get it. And also there's brand new, while this war is going on, trade agreements between Oman, Bahrain, and Jordan. The whole trade business, which I believe I spoke about last time, my meeting with Ron Pundak, the negotiator of the Oslo Accord. Did I speak about that?
No, you didn't.
I interviewed one of the two negotiators of the Oslo Accords in December of 1993. And he thought I went with my friend Joel Boehner, and he was a partner then. How it happened, I have friends who do run Pundak, they arranged it for me. Now look, what Pundak said was amazing, and I'm not going to go through it. It's in my book, Traders and Carpetbaggers in the Promised Land. I have a few copies left. Get it. I'll be glad to send it to you personally as a personal gift. Just stand in line, give me your address, and I'll send it out to you. We talked with him for over 2 hours. Now, the first thing you got to understand, okay, I'm just going to go straight to the meat. He says to us, me and Joel, my boss is Yossi Berlin, by the way. He was working for Yossi Berlin. Paris, he said, had nothing to do with Oslo. But he says, my boss doesn't believe in borders. He thinks that borders cause wars. At the end of Oslo, Israel will not have borders. And I was thinking, what the hell is he talking about? You know, I didn't know New World Order back then.
That's just what they want to do here in Northern Hemisphere. They want to do away with our borders.
Of course they do. But this is one of the two negotiators in the Oslo Accord letting it out for me. Okay? He says to me, and I say to him, well, without borders, is there an Israeli nation? He says, no. We're all going to join into a larger bloc. There won't be any borders. We're going to be a block. Okay? Israel will provide the way for trucks from Morocco to go to Iran. We'll provide motels. We'll provide gas stations. Now, when you reach him on Paris, no, don't do it. Don't give him a penny. Look it up on the Internet. Look up Shimon Peres, the new Middle East, what his view is. He writes crap like that motels are better security than army bases, that borders cause wars. These maniacs of the New World Order believe this stuff. Okay, keep this in mind. They actually believe it. Now, I, for the last 13 years, have been writing. I know what's going on in Oslo. The guy told me what he's planning to do. This Ron Pundak told me that they signed an agreement with lots and lots of secret clauses that eliminates Israel. And need I tell you how much it didn't work? Well, have I been wasting my time or what?
Well, you know, because the philosophy is this. You know, if we didn't have countries, if we didn't have borders, if we didn't have nations, we wouldn't have wars. So how are we going to bring about world peace? Why are we going to do it through a series of wars, which are so horrible that eventually people will be willing to give up their nationhood? And this
yeah, but then there won't be different borders with different currencies, and the businessmen won't have to deal with every nation separately. They will have the perfect business environment to rape the world. And that's what this war is all about. While this war is going on, there are trade treaties erupting. Go on the Internet. Look up Kuwait, the United States, free trade agreement. Right in the middle of this war, they're signing this stuff. There is the formation of the EU going on in the Middle East, and I got a real problem. I have a terrible problem. The Iraqi insurgents are actually stopping it. Okay, they're really making trouble for the American forces. Now, do I hope for these people who really hate Israel, or do I hope for the American troops who are at least on the surface, by the way? You know what? It's a tie, but I actually think my heart is a little in favor of the Iraqi insurgents. What Bush is doing is making like he's a friend of Israel. He's destroying Israel. At least he tells us they're going to destroy us. At least they're upfront about us. Bush, Clinton before, what a disaster, brings us the Oslo War Accord, which brought this whole thing, all in the name of peace. Now, at least the Arabs say they're going to destroy us, whereas Clinton and Bush are going ahead and doing it, but telling us they're bringing peace.
Well, Barry, I don't think we can support, I certainly can't support what the Arabs are doing, what the insurgents are doing. I can't support what our government is doing.
Yes,
and I think
true.
All we can really do is try to make people understand that everybody's being manipulated. The Arabs are being manipulated. Our troops over there, they're doing the best job they can, but they're not being allowed to win this war. They're not being allowed to build up an Iraqi army that can take over so that they can pull our troops out. Our leaders are betraying our troops and betraying the American people because they have a different agenda, and the last thing they want to do is solve the problem. If we had a stable Iraq, why, then we could pull our troops out. They have no intention of doing that.
Well, the only way to make it stable, there's two ways. One, you divide it into three separate countries, which is a nightmare to begin with. The second is you have a mad dog killer in charge of the place, like Saddam Hussein. You have three groups who don't like each other very much. But again, you now have NATO in Afghanistan. The United States doesn't have to worry about Afghanistan anymore. It's now NATO's responsibility. And if there is attack on Iran, and frankly, I really don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about the possibility that Israel could drop a nuke somewhere in Iran to stop this war. There are endless horrible scenarios that I could come up with from this war right now. And I want this war to stop. Just outright completely stop. But you see how successful I am.
Right.
You know, you've been talking with me for 8 years or something crazy like that. Have you ever seen anything I've ever said do anything practical? People read my books because they think I'm entertaining.
Now, Barry, our job is to inform people, and I know how easy it is to get emotionally involved. Sometimes I feel that same way. I want to just get up on the, you know, on the stage someplace and yell, "Don't you know what's going on?" But that's not our job. Our job is to get the information out and try to get people to think about what's going on and the implications of what's going on in the Middle East and the Near East and what is going to happen if we do not get peace in that area. And the fact that President Bush refuses to demand a ceasefire for both sides, I think that tells us a lot about what's going on.
It's a CFR war, but I'm not far being it for me to accuse you of anything, but my children are Israeli. You know, I have more than a stake in this. My family is Israeli. My closest friends are Israeli. It's not as if I'm watching this from a disheartened point of view. I'm extremely agitated. And when I turn on the news yesterday, Hadera gets hit, 12 Israelis dead, another 200 rockets over the border, and absolutely no attempt by the Israeli army to actually capture Hezbollah. God forbid we should actually try and win this war. I'm not doing it without some ulterior motive here. One of those rockets, one of these days, God forbid, it's going to actually affect my life in a terrible way. And as I told you, and I've said this more and more, Israel was reduced to the size of the Warsaw Ghetto, practically. You've got a wall around the Jews. It is not to keep Arabs out. How many times do I have to say it? It's to keep the Jews in. Now, admittedly, there are still a few Arabs left inside the wall, but if you drop your rockets in that area, they happen to contain some deadly solution of some kind, you can have a Holocaust. You can actually prepare a marvelous Holocaust of half the world's Jews. I want this war to stop for all the right reasons. And by the way, I'm supposed to feel bad about everyone and all the Arabs dying. I don't have any family who are Arabs. Okay? They worry about their family, I worry about mine, but the fact remains that this war is going to go on and on and on until the Israelis leave their apartments with their hands high in the air and beg for any foreign troops which will promise them a night's sleep.
Well, Barry, the one thing that sustains me is my belief that even though I think terrible things are going to happen to the Jews in Israel and, of course, to the Arabs in the surrounding countries, I believe God, you know, will protect Israel from being destroyed. No matter what happens, it will survive one way or another.
Well, you pray for him to hurry up, will you?
I will, Barry, and God bless you. Thanks so very much for being with us. Get your website off one more time.
Okay, and stand right, I'll take your address, I'll send you a book. www.barrychamish.com.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of foods that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 8927, and remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse. That good would become bad and bad would become good. That there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and let me ask you a question. Why is it that our government doesn't demand a ceasefire on both sides? And the answer is because they want chaos over there. Could it be they want the same thing here in America? Well, if you don't believe that the government has known for years about the Islamic terror cells operating openly here in the United States, you need to get a video we carried. It's called Jihad in America. It was actually released in 1994, but it starts in 1988 with Abdullah Azzam, who leads al-Qaeda. He's the first leader of al-Qaeda before Osama bin Laden. And he's talking in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, about the coming jihad and the blood running in our streets, and then the following year. And all these pictures are being taken. I assume they're taken by the FBI because it's FBI agents talking about the Islamic threat. And this, of course, is in the early 1990s. And you'll see the pictures of the military is training camps for the Islamic radicals here in America, all being monitored by your taxpayers' money. And anyway, Jihad in America, we have it both in DVD and in video and in VHS. You want to get that. And it's so important that you have a grasp of what's really going on in America today. I think these terror cells are still here. I think when the word is given, they'll be released. And out of the chaos, don't you worry, the government has a plan. They have concentration camps being built by Halliburton. We have a four-tape set on concentration camps. We have a concentration camp special. We've got the information, government records and plans for concentration camps. You need to get a concentration camp special. If you don't believe that Halliburton's been given $385 million to build concentration camps in America, you go up on the Internet, Google in Halliburton and detention camps, or Halliburton in concentration camps. Get the information, and then help us get it out. And then get that video, or VHS, or DVD, Jihad in America. Understand that nothing is happening by accident. Then, of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual forces behind this, because nothing makes sense unless you understand there is a spiritual agenda that's directing this whole thing. There is a script that's being followed. And that, of course, script calls for a massive war in the Middle East. This has been planned for years. Those of you who listened to our programs for a long time realize what's in store. And I expect this war to continue expanding, and may heaven help us. But I'm not sure heaven is going to, because America has turned against God. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our four tapes out on supernatural. It's called The Supernatural. You'll certainly want to get the new video we have. It's called The Da Vinci Con, and we'll be actually talking this next hour with Joe Schimmel, Pastor Joe Schimmel, about it. And it's about the Gnostic influence in America. And in the movies, you've seen these movies, you just didn't understand the message that was there. They're put out by people who worship Satan, intent upon controlling the psyche of the American people. And you'll be fascinated by them. The Da Vinci Con. It's one of the greatest DVDs we carry. Of course, you'll want to get the DVDs or videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You'll want to get the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You will want to get Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. We have so much information that takes you into the spiritual forces that are directing everything that is going on today. And you cannot understand what's going on in America. You can't understand what's going on in the education. You can't understand why they took God and prayer out of our schools, knowing full well it was going to destroy the Christian foundation of this country and the morality of this nation and lead us to the chaos and the increasing tempo of violence we're seeing. You can't understand any of this unless you understand the secret societies. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get Brotherhood of Darkness, The Da Vinci Con. They sold their souls for rock and roll. Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. So many things you need to get, and you need to help us get the word out while we still can. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Arthur Stanback here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but please do not call unless we specifically ask for calls, because we have with us on the line Pastor Joe Schimmelin. Joe is a minister in Southern California, but he's put together some of the greatest videos and DVDs we carry. One of them, of course, is the Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age, and then there's one, Hollywood's War Against America. But my favorite, until recently, of course, has been They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of that. But now there's a new DVD out, and you'll want to get this. You'll want to see it. It's almost 3 hours long, and it's entitled The Da Vinci Con. And I've seen a lot of these movies. And, you know, because I like to see what the other side's doing. And I will tell you that on a couple of those, I really missed the deeper implications. And unless you stop and analyze the message that is encoded in these motion pictures, which, of course, shown not only in our theaters, but then, of course, on our home screens often, you cannot understand the spiritual message that's being programmed into the minds of our children and into our minds. So with that as a background, Pastor Joe Schimmel, thanks so much for being with us. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, it's great to be here again.
Okay, fine. Well, it's good to have you. And why don't you tell us just a little bit about what Gnosticism is, because this is really the key, and most people really don't understand Gnosticism.
Yeah, the title of our new DVD, The Da Vinci Con, can be misleading because some of them might think it's specifically or mainly about the Da Vinci Code, where we do cover a lot of different movies, and really the subtitle really tells the story. It's Hollywood's War on God is the subtitle there, The Da Vinci Con. And basically we're showing that Gnosticism is alive and well and is basically, you know, the religion of Hollywood. Gnosticism would be known more today as you know, the New Age movement, which would be more like Neo-Gnosticism. And the reason Gnosticism is so important as far as the times go is because it plays a major part in what the Bible says about the end times. And the scriptures talk about the children of Issachar in the Old Testament, and it said they knew what to do because they understood the times. And so many people are, unfortunately, even in the, you know, in the Christian church, are very unaware of what Gnosticism even is. And when you understand what Gnosticism is, it helps you understand a lot of what the New Testament epistles and even the Gospel of John is about regarding what they were facing in the first century, well, the second and third century. In fact, Gnosticism was the greatest threat to the Christian church in the first 3 centuries of its history. And in fact, John the Apostle refers to Gnosticism as a spirit of Antichrist in 1 John. And since the Bible predicts a future Antichrist and a global government in the end times, I think it's imperative that we understand what the scripture is talking about regarding identifying this spirit and what's going on in the world. Gnosticism basically is rooted in a belief system that turns God into the devil and the devil into God, and wherein Satan is glorified and basically deified as some sort of redeemer. And they did it through their own cosmic myth, their own cosmology, and the Gnostics had a cosmology that just flipped everything upside down. In fact, what they did, they started with the ultimate depth of the unknown God, or the primary God, as they called it, a spiritual entity that is forbidden to be known. And off of this entity, supposedly there were a bunch of emanation of different deities known.
You hold that thought there, Joe. Sure. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we bring on some of our other stations and we lose a few of our stations for a moment or two. And then we're going to be back with Pastor Joe Schimmel talking about Gnosticism in films in Hollywood.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Joe Schimmel, and he is talking about the Gnostic faith. And those of you who have read Dan Brown's book, well, you'll remember, of course, that Dan Brown suggests that the Gnostic Gospels, that's the real truth about Christianity. Of course, the old Bible, the church got rid of the Gnostic Gospels because they didn't want people to learn the truth. Well, the truth is, at least according to the Gnostics, that the God we worship is the devil. An evil God. And the devil is, the serpent of Eden is a wonderful, wonderful God. And so basically, of course, Joe is explaining how Sophia, who is the mother of this wicked, wicked God, who created the heavens and the earth, and created Adam and Eve, is going, of course, to try to rescue Adam and Eve from the grasp of the Prince of Darkness. That's the term that they sometimes use for the God we worship. And this sounds crazy to you. Believe me, it is crazy, and yet there are literally millions of people who embrace this cosmology today in the world. So pick up the story there about Sophia, because, of course, she plays a part in the Da Vinci Code, doesn't she?
She certainly does. In fact, you see Sophia come up often in the whole feminist movement. You see her come up in the writings of Albert Pike and other Masons. You see her come up, of course, in some of Hollywood's movies, in the concept of Sophia. So Sophia, after she creates this Yahweh, who then creates the earth, and basically the human body becomes like a cosmic prison that he's made. It's considered wicked, evil. She has to rescue man. She realizes, I got to rescue humanity from this evil God that I made, and this act of self-redemption and human redemption. So what she does is she channels the serpent, and she speaks to the serpent and tells Adam and Eve, you know, you shall be as gods. And basically what happens is she becomes heroic, Eve becomes heroic in sharing the fruit with Adam. And then what basically happens throughout, you know, the Old Testament, according to the Gnostics, because keep in mind they came long after the Old Testament was written, and they basically, they're basically a form of paganism that basically mutated in Satan's attempt to paganize the church. He couldn't overcome it, so he tried to paganize it. So basically, he attacked the God of the Old Testament because the God of the Old Testament came against paganism and paganistic worship, and then hijacked Jesus and turned Jesus into a Gnostic eon or a Gnostic messenger, kind of like Sophia was through the serpent. Jesus became a messenger for not Sophia, but for the Christ spirit, another eon other than Sophia. And then you got everything turned upside down because, therefore, the creator of the Bible, I mean, think of it this way. If you were Satan and you wanted to get people to turn against the creator and you wanted to be deified, which we know from Scripture has always been Satan's desire, and you wanted to do it all in the name of Christ, I mean, try to pull that off would be, I mean, that would seem absurd to you, that even one person would believe that. But through the complicated Gnostic cosmology that came around in the latter part of the first century and the second and the third, he did pull it off. Because the greatest threat to Christianity through the first three centuries of church history was Gnosticism. And Gnosticism basically taught that the creator is the devil, and of course, Satan was guised as Sophia, channeling the serpent. And therefore what happened, you had, for instance, the Gospel of Judas. National Geographic just did a put over, you know, $1 million into the Gospel of Judas and to get its message across. And it was a Gnostic gospel. It's mentioned by Irenaeus, writing in the second century. And the Gospel of Judas basically taught that Judas was the savior of Jesus because he basically was helping Jesus and betraying him because he was freeing Jesus from the evil flesh that the Creator had made. In fact, in the Gospel of Judas, National Geographic acknowledges that the Jesus portrayed in the Gospel of Judas is trying to teach the disciples to that they're praying to the wrong God. They shouldn't be praying to the Creator because he's the evil God. And they even actually talk in the National Geographic special. They have the interview. One scholar who states, yeah, they venerated the serpent and so forth. So what's amazing is the Gnostics, in fact, it was the Cainites who wrote the Gospel of Judas, according to Irenaeus, who actually mentioned the Gospel of Judas in the second century. He tells us the Cainites, and they call them Cainites because they venerated Cain, who killed Abel. They also venerated Korah, who stood against Moses, according to Irenaeus. Also, we find Irenaeus writing that they also felt they held sexual keys as they were possessed by spirits to engage in unlawful acts that Irenaeus says are unlawful to even mention. And he states that they claim to hold the keys of the Sodomites and their practices and what have you. So the early church, they not only recognized the cosmology, it wasn't though the Gnostics were considered another denomination of Christianity. They knew and they were aware this was a satanic twist that basically taught the Creator's evil, disobey his moral law, and basically do what thou wilt, and just, you know, it was a perfect blend of veneer of Christian terminology with Satanism at its core.
And of course its goal was to destroy the family, to destroy morality, to push sexual immorality, and exactly the things that are going on in America today.
That's right.
And in our church, pardon me, in many of our schools, they've taken, of course, God and prayer out, so there are no standards. And then they tell the children, you determine what's right and wrong. You have to determine, of course, what you're going to do. You learn to make up your own mind. Learn critical thinking. Do what thou wilt. And that is exactly the term that Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, used in so much of what's going on today. Really goes back to the worship of Satan, as advocated by Aleister Crowley and his disciples, many who are in key positions in Hollywood and in government today.
You're exactly right, and I think it's important that that Christians are aware, and so many aren't. I mean, 99 out of 100 Christians aren't aware of what's going on with Gnosticism, and when you start to realize what the Gnostics were about and what the apostles were often addressing in the New Testament, it not only opens up your eyes to what was going on back then, and many scriptures come to life in a new way, but also gives you a bead on what's going on in the end times regarding what the scriptures revealed would happen. I'll give you an example. There's Polycarp was a disciple of the Apostle John. We have a couple of Polycarp's letters. Irenaeus was a disciple of Polycarp's and talked about how Polycarp had had told him about why John wrote the Gospel of John and what have you. And these aren't lightweights, man. These are heavyweights regarding the church fathers. And Irenaeus tells us that Polycarp had shared with him that John wrote the Gospel of John to combat the lies of the Gnostics who were teaching that Jesus was not the Christ, but simply a Christ spirit rested upon Jesus. In fact, according to Polycarp, and he was alive in the latter part of the first century, sat at John's feet. According to Polycarp, the Apostle John was writing the Gospel of John against a heretic named Cerinthus. And Cerinthus was a Gnostic who had taught that Jesus was not the Christ. That Jesus, at his baptism, the Christ spirit came upon him, but just before his crucifixion, this Christ entity left him. And that Jesus was a man like you or I, except this Christ spirit, like Sophia upon the serpent, had come upon him. His atonement on the cross meant nothing. He was simply a vehicle to bring forth the message, you know, that we are gods and so forth. And then when you read the Gospel of John, all of a sudden you realize, wow, no wonder John 1:1-3, you know, states that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So John makes the emphasis in the very beginning that the Word became flesh. You see, the Gnostics taught that Jesus Christ is not one person, but a man and a spirit, and because flesh is evil and that Christ could never become man because he's evil. Well, John emphasizes that Jesus Christ, the Word, became flesh, and he says these things are written in chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, not that the Christ came upon him, but that he is the Christ, and he is the Son of God. And in 1 John, he takes it a little further. He says, who is a liar but the one who denies the Father and the Son? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son, because they denied that Jesus Christ, Jesus, was the Son of God. Then he takes it a little bit further. That really opens up our eyes here in 1 John 4. He says, test the spirits. Don't believe every spirit, but test them to see whether or not they're from God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, this is the spirit of Antichrist, of which you've heard that it is coming, is already in the world. And why that's important, it was already in the world in the first century. He said it's coming, and John says also in 1 John 2, you've heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many are already in the world. So the spirit of Antichrist that John was combating with the Gnostics and Cerinthus and so forth, this was a harbinger. This was a prototype of that which was to come in the very end to deceive the masses and turn them against the Creator. And now, you know, 2,000 years later, we're in the 21st century, where Satan has the power of media like he never did before, and we have a resurgence of the spirit of Antichrist and Gnosticism in our day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the movie The Truman Show. And for people who haven't seen it, it's well worthwhile seeing. It stars Jim Carrey, and it has all sorts of Gnostic overtones, which, unless somebody points them out to you, you will never recognize them. Why don't you go ahead and go into the story of the Truman Show?
Yeah, and I like the way you emphasize the Truman Show, because that's really what it's about. In fact, Weir, the director, they acknowledge that they take, you know, terms like true man or Truman to make their point. Is Truman is the true man, and really he's in this cosmic kind of in his world. I mean, it's all make believe, makeshift world. It's I've read the director's notes regarding the background of the movie that doesn't really show up in the movie, but supposedly the background is that NASA had made this kind of space bubble for space, this city, but it didn't work out, so they sold it to Hollywood, and then Hollywood used it to make a cellular, fake world. And then Truman, basically, he was going to be the star of the world, not even, he's a baby, when Christoph, who is the director, the writer, the producer of The Truman Show. And Truman Show, for the audience who hasn't seen it, Truman Show is basically, a reality show. It's supposed to be like a reality show where everybody knows what's going on outside the show. Everybody that's an actor, actress in the show knows what's going on. All it doesn't know what's going on is Truman himself, because he's adopted when he's in the womb to star as this character whose life is manipulated, and so forth. And Well, no, I hear that music coming on, so I have to catch it after the break, it sounds like.
Right, and of course the thing, the story basically is that Truman grows up on this idyllic island. At least he thinks it's an island. He doesn't understand it's a television set. And all of the people, his wife, his friends, they're all actors. And, of course, everything that's going on is make-believe. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Joe Schimmel as we talk about the Gnostic overtones of The Truman Show.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel. He's talking about the Gnostic overtones in the motion picture, The Truman Show. And he's simply describing how what had happened of Jim Carrey playing the part of Truman. Comes out of his house and suddenly this light falls out of just the sky. And he picks it up And it basically, it's a prop light. It's the sort of light that you would see in the ceiling of a television set. But written on this is Cirrus, the name of a star. And so what is the significance of the, they actually write that as you'll see, as he picks up the motion picture light, it's got this this name of a star there. And that has spiritual significance, doesn't it?
It certainly does, because that particular star in Canis Majoris, the constellation it's in, that particular star is considered by occultists the primary, the main star, and is cited more than any other star by occultists for occult revelation from spiritual entities. And in fact, it has a very sinister meaning within the occult. Aleister Crowley, the Satanist, who was not only a Satanist, but a confessed Satanist, but he had what he called the Gnostic Mass, and he was a Gnostic. Over and over again, you know, he talks about this spirit Iwas that channeled him and channeled the message of Gnosticism and Satanism through him of do what thou wilt and what have you. And he said that this spirit he identified as Satan, but he also identifies this spirit entity as Sirius and believes that it was the one that channeled him. Also with Vadim Blavatsky's Theosophy, you have their writers also believing Madame Blavatsky stating that yes, it, you know, the same, giving the same name to the spirit entities that, or the place from which the spirit entities are traveling to communicate through her. We also have a quote from Masonry where it's entities from that from Sirius as well that are guiding lights of Masonry, and we could go, you know, one play over and over and over again. It's like the main. Over and over again, you see different occultists reference that as the place where these spirit entities come to communicate. Now, we, of course, we don't believe that there's a bunch of spirit entities hanging out, Sirius, going back and forth. UFO people say there are ETs coming from that place and what have you. They're simply demonic entities that are lying spirits that are trying to deceive people to turn away from the Creator that are existing on this planet, fallen demonic beings that the Bible talks about as fallen angels and evil spirits and so forth, that are right here, right now, but they have to build some kind of cosmology, and they've just simply added on to the whole Gnostic cosmology, this other dimension, so it has some rhyme or reason to it. And so there's a savior type of spirit realm out there that's nearby trying to alert us to fight against Yahweh. Well, the second means, of course, I mentioned was the woman. You see in Truman, it's not just the star Sirius, it's also the woman Lauren. Her name's Lauren. It's also Sylvia. She's got the stage name. And she's got her name outside the stage where when she's not on the stage. Both those names mean of the forest. And when he meets her, she's standing by, you know, she's sitting by a tree. And it's kind of an obscure kind of setting, and it kind of comes out of nowhere. But what they're trying to do there, she's like Eve, you know, and she's basically turning innocent Truman onto the truth to partake of the hidden knowledge. And she takes him into a library, and, you know, or he meets her in a library later on, and they're getting, he's getting all this knowledge, and his friends try to keep him from getting this knowledge, like the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then the jig is up. She says, hey, this is what's going on. She tries to meet him secretly at the beach. And then her make-believe father comes on, the scene, claimed to be her father, who it's not, and he whisks her away off the set because the whole thing is being exposed. And there's Gnostic myths where, you know, Eve is whisked away by the evil angels because she's letting Adam know the truth and what have you. And it's amazing how they follow, you know, the Gnostic concept, but there's also the self-revelation, number three. And within the Truman Show, you see Truman looking in the mirror and discovering himself and knowing there's something going on and he's being deceived and what have you. And finally, toward the end of the movie, he finally desires to get enough courage up to cross this vast ocean to freedom. This is a place where the evil Christoph, the evil Christ off, basically made him fearful of water because he drowned his father he drowned his natural dad in the movie. He was supposed to be his natural dad, just an actor, in the movie in this storm in the water to make Truman fearful of crossing it and finding out that on the other side of that ocean is not sky but actually the way out of this prison that Truman has no idea he's been born into. Finally, Truman decides, I'm going to cross it. And he gets the nerve up, and everybody's cheering outside the real world that's been watching this TV show for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, Christoph's voice booms from the moon station up above as though he's God himself. And he says, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb, you know. And I'll let you take it from there. I can hear that music coming again.
Well, of course, the interesting thing is that there's a number on the sale. And, of course, it refers to one of the Psalms, doesn't it?
Yeah, Psalm 139 is on 139 is on the boat, and that's where the Lord talks about knowing us, meeting us together in our mother's womb, and whither shall I go from your spirit? It's a mockery of that Psalm.
And, of course, the thing is that it's there. If somebody doesn't point out to you, you see the number 139 on the sale, what does it mean? Doesn't mean anything unless you understand what's really going on.
Exactly.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel, and we're talking about the story that of the Truman Show. Oh, of course, it really gets back to a video that Joe Schimmel has put together recently called The Da Vinci Con. And it goes into how they're using motion pictures to con us into accepting many of these Gnostic beliefs. And, of course, the Truman Show, once you understand the characters, it's all straight Gnosticism. And the whole idea is we should free ourselves from God's restrictions, and we should then have a wonderful full life, and that's what Truman ends up doing, isn't it?
That's right. And the reason I mentioned the fireplace I'm sitting across from is it's interesting because there's boundaries in that fireplace. I mean, it's got a back, it's got walls, it's got a, you know, it's got protective used brick, and I'm grateful there's boundaries because that fire becomes very enjoyable because of those boundaries. You take those boundaries away, that fire climbs up my walls and my sofa and my bed and, you know, burns my children and my wife and myself to death. And God created boundaries for our enjoyment to protect us. In fact, the Bible says that the marriage bed is undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. God created boundaries around the marriage against adultery because he wanted us to have a sublime life and express the sexuality that he created within the confines of healthy boundaries. You start going outside those boundaries and Satan says, hey, you know, have sex with other, you know, people of the same gender and have relations with animals and so forth. And what happens is, not only do a host of sexually transmitted diseases get passed around, which is happening in our country like never before, but also, you know, marriages are destroyed, children's lives are destroyed, and so he's a liar. I mean, and it's unfortunate, but in the 1960s, Gnosticism, in the guise of the New Age movement, began to get really popular through the counterculture movement as Hinduism and Eastern mysticism and Gnosticism were imported from the East. And since that time, it's just heartbreaking because our mental institutions have filled up, the divorce rate skyrocketed, suicide, the breakdown of the family, and our country is just, it's about greed and lust and everything but, you know, love and truth and righteousness.
Amen to that. And of course, The Truman Show is simply one of the many movies that Joe covers in this movie, the Da Vinci Code. What about the Da Vinci Code? Because that is another movie with strong Gnostic overtones, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so much the truth. And in fact, I mean, Dan Brown sold nearly 50 million books. I mean, bestseller for years there. And of course, it became a movie just recently with Tom Hanks and Ron Howard directing. And it's basically the same New Age message. And the New Age movement, basically, I mean, you can find out the basic tenets of the New Age movement just by looking at Satan's early lies. And you see these lies throughout the Da Vinci Code as well. And Satan, first of all, said to Eve, hath God said, you know, you shall not eat from every tree of the garden. His first words were, hath God said, getting her to question God's word. In the New Age movement today, they blaspheme the word of God, the Bible. They basically teach it as not being absolute truth. And in the Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown, through his characters, Langdon and Teabing, attacked the scriptures. Half God said, the next lie was, you shall not surely die. You'll be, you know, reincarnated or whatever. With Eve, she wouldn't die if she rebelled against God. Well, she certainly did die. Well, the New Age movement's version of thou shalt not surely die is, hey, you know, there's really no such thing as death, and, you know, if your body dies, it's okay. The Gnostics thought it was an evil prison anyway. New Agers today say, hey, you'll just come back again and what have you. The other lie was, you shall be as gods. In fact, in the Da Vinci Code, Eve, we're told, is God. In fact, we're taught that Eve is the feminine side of the God of the Hebrews. And that is just so absolutely ridiculous. I mean, any Jewish scholar who knows Judaism will say, no, Eve was created, but she wasn't God. But you have Dan Brown repeating all these lies. And of course, the other lie out of the four I mentioned is that realization of Godhood comes through the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that's where we get the word Gnosticism from. The Gnostics were called such because they worshiped Gnosis, which we get Gnosticism from, which means knowledge. The whole thing, going back to Eden, is about esoteric knowledge to bring deification. And it really doesn't, as we know, bring deification. Those four lies are at the heart of the New Age movement today, and Dan Brown, his whole thing was, hath God said, and that, yeah, Eve is, you know, goddess, and Tom Hanks in the movie, The Da Vinci Code, near the end of the movie, he says, well, maybe to be human is to be divine. You know, have that same echo from Eden through Tom Hanks there, and of course it's through this esoteric knowledge, this hidden knowledge that they need to get the Holy Grail and this wisdom from from Mary Magdalene's tomb and what have you. Incidentally, Sophie is the name of the female character there. It talks back to Sophia, and she's being initiated by Langdon and Teabing into Gnosticism throughout the book. And it's a compelling, adventurous book, and what's happening is the reader, almost 50 million readers, and many, many more millions now with the movie, are being initiated, like Sophie is, into Gnosticism through the story, because as it unwinds, she discovers that she must reject Christianity, and she must open herself up to the hidden wisdom of Gnosticism, and they're in search of this Holy Grail, and they find a crypt text, and in the movie they dial CROSS as a combination. Maybe the cross is the way. Well, for the Christian, the cross is the way, but that doesn't work. They put Apple, APPLE, into the crypt text, and just like many people traditionally think of the forbidden fruit as being the apple, and boom, it opens it up, and it shows the way to the Holy Grail, which happens to be in a glass museum in front of the Louvre Museum, which Dan Brown says has 666 window panes. That's the way. And that's the number of the Antichrist, according to the Bible. And it's amazing to me that I've talked to Christians, professing Christians, that just love the Da Vinci Code and don't see and don't understand what's going on there until you point it out to them. They know there's some problems, but it's all a, just like the Truman Show, these things are laced throughout. And those things don't all have to get across to the reader. They can be subtly brought across. But if the reader walks away thinking, yeah, maybe I should read the Gnostic Gospels, maybe that's the truth, and maybe, you know, there's a cover-up and the Christian Gospels are false and what have you, then you have apostasy. And this is indeed tragic, because the Bible says in the last days there will be lying spirits and doctrines of demons, and some would depart from the faith, giving heed to these seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. That's in 1 Timothy 4. That's, and Paul wrote Timothy. I mean, people could read an introduction to Timothy. Many of the commentators will point out he wrote it against Gnosticism. That's what's amazing about the New Testament. It has such relevance to today and so many of the things that are influencing the masses today, especially in music and in movies and politics and the mystery religions and so forth.
And of course, one of the men who writes many of the stories that then become the movies openly admits that he has actually been in touch with the demonic spirit. In fact, it's a demonic spirit that's guiding him as he writes the stories which become our leading movies. Who is that man? Is it Alan Moore?
There's a couple of them. One's from Kay Dick, who we talk about a bit, but more so we talk about Alan Moore, because he's had an incredible influence. And Alan Moore is basically the Shakespeare of graphic novels today, of comics and what have you, and many of his, you know, his books have been, his comics have been brought into movies already. In fact, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, starring Sean Connery, that, as well as Johnny Depp's From Hell, Tom Cruise's Minority Report, a short story written by, I'm sorry, that's Philip K. Dick. But if you look at From Hell, okay, if you look at League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, these are both written by Alan Moore originally, and of course V for Vendetta, that was written by Alan Moore as well, and that just became that was a movie done by the Wachowski brothers, who wrote The Matrix. What's interesting about Alan Moore, though, is he's considered this incredible graphic, you know, novelist, but he said that to become a effective writer and really have influence, that he practiced Satanist Aleister Crowley's magic. And through practicing Crowley's magic, he encountered a spirit entity, a demon, he calls it, and he says he was very frightened of it at first, but then as he got closer to this entity, he found out that this entity was very charming. And he says it's a demon of visual arts. And since then, he's been able to write with great power. Well, obviously, Hollywood thinks so, because they've turned a number of his movies or a number of his writings into books. But if you look at just V for Vendetta, you have another Gnostic parable. And by the way, we take scenes from a lot of these movies we're talking about, in fact, all of them that we're talking about, and we show Alan Moore pictures of him under a snake, because he worshipped the snake god Glycon, which is a Gnostic god. And this is an interesting guy, because, you know, he when you look at V for Vendetta, which he wrote, and a leading Christian ministry, is a very good ministry in so many ways, but misled, I believe, at this point, did about a 3.5-page review of V for Vendetta and said, You know, it's got some violence and it's got some questionable things, but ultimately it's a good movie because V overthrows a totalitarian government. I thought, oh, it's heartbreaking, because they're not aware of what's really going on there, because if you watch V for Vendetta, V is kind of like a heroic kind of terrorist, and pretty questionable to make terrorists really heroic these days, in which we live right now, but he's a heroic terrorist because he's overcoming the state religion, the state fascist government that's basically... Well, when you really look at it, though, and you read the graphic novel, it's a Christian fascist government run by Adam Sutler. And he sets Evie, that's her name, free from Adam Sutler's government. And V, basically, I mean, there's making no mistake about it, he basically is Satan. I mean, when you open up the graphic novel, he tells Eve things like this, Eve, you know, you need to do what thou wilt, should be the whole of the law, quoting Satanist Aleister Crowley. He introduces himself like this when he kills a bishop by holding a gun to his head in the graphic novel. He dies in a different way in the movie. But he holds a gun to his head and forces him to eat a cyanide-laced wafer to kill him. And he introduces himself to this bishop by saying, "Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste." Well, those are the first lines from the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil, where it's supposed to be the devil singing. He also introduces himself by saying that I'm the devil and I'm here to do the devil's work. And of course, that's a quote from Tex Watson, the one who led after Manson, Manson's right-hand man, who led into the Sharon Tate murders and other murders, and those the words that he introduced himself with when he did some of his murdering. And that's interesting because in the book V for Vendetta, the graphic novel, it states that his killings, he was famous for a string of killings he did in the late 1970s. And it's interesting, the late 1970s, the years that they give in the book correspond only with one series of famous murders I'm aware of at that time, and that was the David Berkowitz, Son of Sam murders over on the East Coast in New York. And David Berkowitz, it's a long story, but we'll say at least this much. Both Charles Manson and David Berkowitz believed that they were going to create Armageddon and bring about the Antichrist through creating a spirit of lawlessness and chaos in the world. In fact, we show David Berkowitz saying, we have a videotape of him. We show it where he's saying that he was working with a satanic group called the Process, who also Manson was involved with, and that they were trying to fulfill this chaos to bring forth the Antichrist. And he mentions how they were following the teachings of Aleister Crowley, the Satanist. And it just so happens that, Alan Moore is not naive. He's into Crowley. He knows what Crowley was into. And V is a Satanist who's quoting Crowley. In fact, we show where Aleister Crowley, his symbol was the V symbol as well. And we show that in our documentary. So it's absolutely amazing because the writers of these, some of these writers are just way out there with their Satanism, but these are being picked up in Hollywood and becoming big movies, big movie makers.
And I think what's so important to understand is that the Son of Sam murderer, David Berkowitz, and Manson were both part of or related to the same satanic cult, and that has been consistently covered up, certainly in New York. The police were not allowed to investigate the other murderers who committed the other murders at the same time as Berkowitz. They had one person. They did not try to get the other one because there's a constant effort many times to protect people who are involved with satanic ritual murders in this country. And the fact that most people don't know that shows how far our country has gone down the slippery slope towards destruction.
That's a great point. David Berkowitz admitted that he was working with people that were in high places, and he didn't say anything for the first couple years because part of becoming part of that satanic cult that he became part of, you have to get pictures of your family and what have you, and if you ever rat them out, your family members will die and what have you. But David Berkowitz, there's a book that came out called The Ultimate Evil by a journalist over there in New York that continued to pursue what had happened, and because there were too many inconsistencies, there were too many eyewitnesses who gave all kinds of different looks of different people that were involved in these strings of murders, and then when they found David Berkowitz, all of a sudden it's like he looked like none of them, and he was definitely one of them, but he comes off very strong, very passionate. He's a strong Christian right now. He's got a really strong testimony. It's absolutely amazing because V for Vendetta, it's basically following that script of creating lawlessness, through blowing up the parliament building and so forth and doing these different things to wreak havoc. And he's saying, hey, there's an evil government here, but hey, let's install my government instead, which is, according to the graphic novel, it's, they go into the land of do as you please, which comes before the world of do what thou wilt, Crowley's ultimate paradise on earth where everybody kind of just does what they want, anarchy.
And, of course, we're seeing here in America an increasing tempo of lawlessness. Certainly crime is increasing all throughout the state of California and really all across the country. And people sort of shrug and say things are going to get better. We have already almost 1% of our population in prison. I think it's 2,200,000 people are in prison. How many more, of course, people are we going to have to throw in prison? And that's going to be a large part of our population because we've done away with any moral concepts of right and wrong. We're telling our children, you determine what's right and wrong. Do what thou wilt. You make the decisions. We're teaching you to think critically, and you can see the end result of that with 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, when you talk about 6 million people, and we've only got, what was it, Dr. Stan, maybe 300 million in this
300 million,
country.
Right. Now, right.
That's a huge percentage of people that have sexually transmitted diseases. And one of the things we do show as well in our expose, one of the movies we review and we show clips from, is the movie Pleasantville, starring Tobey Maguire, and he was, of course, the star of Spider-Man 1 and 2. But in Pleasantville, basically sin is glorified, and Tobey Maguire, you know, Don Knotts plays kind of the God figure, and Tobey Maguire loves this particular television show called Pleasantville. It's a black and white story, or kind of like a little, you know, Leave It to Beaver, Father's Know Best story, and he kind of escapes into that when he watches it because he realizes that the reality around him, his mom is very promiscuous and divorced, and everything's very dark, and he kind of gets away that way. Well, one day, Don Knotts shows up as TV repairman, and he magically, you know, transforms these two people, this would be Tobey Maguire and his sister, who are very different, into the set of Pleasantville, and before you know it, they're in this black and white set, and everything's black and white. And I hear that music coming again.
All right, fine. Well, of course, if you haven't seen Pleasantville, you really want to see the Da Vinci Con and see how they distort everything. And bad becomes good. Good becomes bad. And, of course, the more promiscuous you are, the more colorful you are. And it's sort of the black and white of the background on this film begins to change from black and white to increased color. And the more and more sin there is. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel. The DVD you'll really want to get, it's called The Da Vinci Con. And I will tell you, it's one of the most gripping 3 hours you'll ever spend as you begin to realize the effect of this Gnostic satanic gospel and every aspect of our society today. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Gone. Well, the This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will want to get this very, very gripping three-hour DVD. It's called The Da Vinci Con. And it goes over so many of the motion pictures, you may or may not have seen them, but once you begin to understand the Gnostic message, you'll understand so much of what's going on in our world today. There really are people who worship Satan. And there really are people who believe that the God of the Bible is the bad God. And when you've seen this and you see how it plays out and you understand, of course, some of our leading actors are Scientologists, and you'll actually hear Ron Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard's son, talking about how his father readily admitted that he himself was a prototype of Satan and was a good friend of Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist. L. Ron Hubbard, who created Scientology, which is one of the most leading religions, the cult religion in America today. And so many of our motion pictures are put forward with a Scientology message, and you don't even recognize it because you don't understand what the message is. There is a conspiracy against God on every turn. That's why they took God out of our schools. That is why they want to take the crosses down in our cemeteries. That's why they don't want any public displays demonstrating Christianity, because of this intense hatred of Christianity. It has nothing to do with wall of separation between church and state. There is a conspiracy against God today, and nobody wants to talk about it. And it's leading us into wars and terrible, terrible things and increasing violence. And I really fear there's going to be an increasing tempo of violence in this country within the next year or so. So I think that people have to understand what it's really all about. Joe Simmel has put together a number of videos which we carry. One of these is called Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age. And there you'll actually hear the voice of Satan. Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age. And then, of course, they sold their souls for rock and roll. That's they sold their souls for rock and roll. And you'll certainly want to get that, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And we make these and so many other things available to help you understand the true nature of what's going on today. We carry the award-winning DVD and or VHS, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, because these forces were here when America was created as a Christian nation. So we had the Christians who wanted to form a Christian nation, but we had the occultists, who, of course, wanted one day to use America to lead the whole world into a new world order, into a one world government, and, of course, to unite the religions. And when we find our leaders praying in Muslim temples, why would our leaders pray in Muslim temples? Why would they invite Muslims to pray at the Christian prayer breakfast? Well, maybe because they want to unite all the religions of the world, exactly as has always been the plan. So, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, put out by our good friend Chris Prento. So much information is available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you, of course, to go to our website at www.radioliberty.com, and you'll find we have a lot of fascinating material there we can't even hope to begin to cover. If you'd like a free newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you, but we do hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because, quite frankly, we need your help to be able to maintain the network we have across America. We're 5 hours a day. We reach out on shortwave and on satellite, on internet, and on radio stations, where we're reaching people who don't even know there's a problem, who just, of course, hear us by accident. But we need your help to be able to reach them. And so then, of course, we do hope you'll tell others about our programs. We hope that you'll encourage them to listen and that you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, which really pulls together all of the information we're talking about and lets you understand the true nature and who is coordinating the conspiracy against God aimed at the destruction of Christian civilization. So please seriously consider praying for America and pray for revival, because if we don't turn back to God, we're going to lose America. But please pray for Radio Liberty.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem.
Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. John Carr is set to appear Monday afternoon in a Colorado courtroom. He's accused of killing JonBenet Ramsey 10 years ago in Boulder. Formal charges are pending. In the meantime, his brother told ABC that John Carr wasn't in the area when Ramsey was killed. Policy changes should help air marshals fly anonymously. Sandy Cozell is in Washington.
New Federal Air Marshal Service Chief Dana Brown says he's responding to concerns from air marshals who say the current dress code makes them too easy to pick.